You know what I was thinking about? You know what I was thinking about not too long ago?
What's that?
I was thinking about how I'm not very good at picking up on when girls like me.
Yeah.
You're dumb. That's what I assume. And so maybe I've been living my life all wrong. Maybe I gotta assume that all the fucking girls like me, man.
They don't wanna get with you.
Yeah, maybe I gotta grow an ego. What do you think?
They want to get you.
I don't know.
They're coming to get you.
We were, it was totally weird how...
Whoa, hold up.
Huh?
Let's just say.
Say what?
Hey, everybody.
Hello, and welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
All right, go on.
This is episode number 30. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew it.
Knew it, too.
Let's kick ass.
Could you feel it? Could you feel it coming?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, 30 out of 30.
Come a long way.
Yep.
No, 30 out of 30. No, I think we're going to keep going.
Remember back in season one when we had different hair?
Yeah, totally.
And
we had a different boss.
Yeah.
Mr. Denby wasn't on the show yet.
Yeah, the dad from Alf?
Yeah.
Norm.
Fuck. Dude, I'm crestfallen. That's very good, by the way. But
no,
I'm
not.
No, it is.
No,
I'm crestfallen, dude.
What does that mean?
It means
your crest is fallen. You're embittered.
My brother taught me that word.
It's probably fake.
No, I think it's real.
No, your brother's probably fake.
He used it to describe a bad breaking.
Oh,
so
does he have a lot of experience with that?
He might be Falcon Crest for Fallon.
What the? Hey, whoa. Hey, whoa, whoa. Hey, whoa. Hey.
What?
Whoa. Whoa.
What?
Hey.
Yes.
You know what? I think the acoustics in the new studio are a lot better.
You do sound better.
I feel crisper. I feel closer and hot buttered.
Cool.
No. Yeah, this is the first. This is the inaugural podcast coming at you live from illustrious Cockpunch Studios.
Yeah, totally.
And
it's a good jab.
Jab?
Yeah. I'm thinking what if we download the new Skype that they've been touting? They've been trying to get me to download, but I won't do it.
Yeah, no, I haven't done it either.
And suddenly it's like 5.1, just total, like, people listen to us and they keep trying to touch us because we sound so real.
Yeah, and we have to warn them, no flash photography. We may sound very realistic, but please do not try to take a photo of our sound waves.
Or take our wallets.
Or our laser beaks and ravages.
But, Did you want to continue from whence you came, or should I tell you why I'm crestfallen?
No. Well, what was it? Was I even saying anything?
I don't know.
I don't quite remember where I was.
This is a talking program you're aware, Brian.
Oh, shit. No, I kind of forget what I was talking about.
I know why I was crestfallen. I'll just say it.
Okay.
I'm done with the Norm show.
The Norm show.
The Norm McDonald sitcom. The failed Norm McDonald. Well,
when it started,
it was three seasons has failed. But
it was called Norm, right? When it started?
Yeah. And I think it may actually be called Norm.
Norm. And then did it turn into the Norm show?
Possibly.
The Norm.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It was fucking good, though. It was a good
you liked
show.
It, huh?
I really did. I enjoyed it.
Do you recommend everyone go and download the torrent of all three seasons and watch them all in a row?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can really recommend that, but that's what I did. Last weekend, I watched Norm for maybe 8 hours. That was pretty intense.
Yeah.
But I just finished up and watched the last five tonight, hoping that somehow they would have the knowledge that they were going to only go three seasons and, like, all the characters would end up, like, pairing off and it would all be wrapped up by the end of the last episode.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, that's a rare luxury that a sitcom gets to actually...
End,
yeah, and they actually get to do, you know, maybe what they thought they were setting out to do, but usually not the case. And,
so there were some loose ends that I didn't... You know, like, you know, now that I know I'm done, I'm fine with it. But I was really, like...
You wanted to know how Norm got into the witness protection program and became Stan Hooper.
I liked that show too. I only missed a couple of them when it was actually on the air, and so I didn't watch. I downloaded them with the other stuff, but I didn't,
yeah.
I didn't watch.
What's better? What's better, Stan Hooper or The Norm Show?
Boy, that's a tough call. Because Stan Hooper had really good background characters, but The Norm Show was just so star-studded.
Because it had the dad from Alf, and it had Laurie, and it had David
Laurie
from
Metcalf,
Risen.
And the dad from Alf, Max, not Weinberg.
Max Wright.
Yeah, yeah. Though he was.
Alf, Norm, Norm, Alf.
So good. And it had Corky from Murphy Brown.
No, I thought you were going to say Corky from Life Goes On.
No.
Well, you're talking about him today.
And had, I don't know.
It's not a good name. If you're going to have a retarded kid, you should name Corky. It's not.
Well, it actually. That's a term. You can, if you call someone, you know, he's
Corky?
He's kind of quirky. Like, yeah.
That means retarded.
Yeah. So the name is going to come. Yeah, so don't name anyone Corky now.
Yeah. Corky Brown? Murphy Brown?
Yeah.
But
they didn't get together at the end. The funny thing is, the show went 3 seasons with, you know, a fairly standard office setting sitcom deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was doing pretty good stories and whatnot. A little bit of wacky hijinks, but nothing too, like, out of the ordinary. And then the last episode, Norm, not to blow the whole series for you, but the last episode, Norm tries to get a VCR tape unstuck from a VCR with a fork and gets a shock. And then after he gets the shock, he can hear other dudes' thoughts. I was like, what? And, like,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, so then he loses the power by the end of the episode, but, like, then he can hear his dog think.
Oh.
So, like, if it wasn't the end of the series, fucking season 4 would have sucked.
Yeah, probably, huh?
Yeah.
I still have to make my way through Trailer Park Boys.
How you doing on that?
I haven't really watched it. I mean, I've been moving it and stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that in a second. But then after... Robin McConnell gave me the first 2 seasons, or possibly the only 2 seasons, I'm not too sure, of Deadwood. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Have you watched it before?
No, sir.
You haven't?
No.
So I don't know if there's only 2 seasons or what, but he gave me a bunch of Deadwood episodes, and so I figured that's a good way to follow up Trailer Park Boys with another show that says cocksucker a lot. From now on, I'm only going to watch shows that say cocksucker.
Oh, good.
What do you think? So The West Wing after that, then? And
I guess.
They say cocksucker in that show, right?
I don't know.
How about our show? We say cocksucker in our show all the time.
Well, this one.
Yeah.
We should say it more.
Yeah, maybe that's what people are waiting for.
The Norm Show?
Yeah.
I give it 8 cocksuckers out of 10.
8 cocks out of 10 suckers?
Yeah.
Wait. That's 2 extra suckers.
Yeah.
That's no good. You don't want that. Most people are just going to go home.
It was fucking good, though. It was fucking good.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was great. I love the characters.
I don't know. I don't know if I would go back and revisit that.
You know what? I just fucking love Norm Macdonald. That's all there is to it.
I like him.
I've always loved him.
I don't like Laurie Metcalf, and I don't like Max Wright. And I don't particularly like Artie Lang. Artie Lang's in that?
Yes.
I don't particularly like him.
I never remember his name, but yes.
So,
he's pretty good in it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Yeah, so I moved, and it went pretty okay. And the awesome thing was how I hired some goons. I hired some moving
did
moving
you call
goons.
Them goons? Your lackeys?
My henchmen.
Yeah.
I sat there and just watched them. I barked orders at them. And, yeah,
were you petting a small animal? Because I've noticed a lot of, like, the bad guys.
Well, I don't really
have like a little cute animal.
Yeah, like, I don't have pets. So I was actually just using, like, a pair of old underwear.
Oh, chonies.
Chonies? What the hell, dude? What the hell?
It's no sillier than gonch.
No, it's quite silly.
Wait, would you say gonch is?
Gonch? Gonches? No, gonch is plural.
Okay.
Because it's like, well, yeah, you don't really say underwears. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Don Maselli doesn't drive me fucking nuts.
Oh, well... let's go on a road trip and.
Oh, I was on the Don and Drew show, but
I remember that. Yeah,
I'll throw it on at the end.
episode 300,
310? Was 320, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, Phil was on the audio comments in the Dominger show.
He's making and,
this is what it sounds like. Yeah. Hey, hey, fucking, you guys, hey, fucking, I was listening to the Whatnots and the,
hey, fucking, and Dondrew Whatnot.
Dondrew Whatnot, and that show and the thing and the Whatnot, you fucking,
George Carlin, fucking Whatnot.
Kind of went like that. but there was an excellent surprise at the end, which I won't give away.
Yeah.
So anyway, the move went well, and I hired moving goons, but they showed up like 2 hours early, and there's not really anything I could do about it other than like, well, I have 2 hours of packing I got to get done like now. And so everything was kind of accelerated like that. And it's okay, except that obviously when you move, when you're moving to an apartment that someone was just in, you have to wait for them to get out. So earlier is not always better. So I had to kind of wait around and wait for the people to get out of this place and so I could get in. So I had the moving guys just dump everything out on the lawn and take off so I didn't have to pay them to stand around with me. But I sat on my my lounge chair out in the lawn and read some old Mad magazines, and weather was not too bad. It was kind of a nice way to spend the afternoon after stressing out about packing and all that. So I relax. And the dude who lived here before, there was actually a couple. I was shocked because this place is kind of small. But dude came out and offered me a beer. He like gave me a beer, and I was sitting out on his lawn and with all my stuff. And it was actually pretty good.
Awesome.
Not bad. Yeah, it was good times.
But no cheese.
And no cheeseburgers. And it was actually really, really, really swell that they helped me move a couple of my heavier items in.
Nice.
So, yeah, they were super nice people. It was really, it was just a nice moment, you know? Like, I mean, because when everyone's all moving, you're all in it together. It's all shitty all around, and you know that you were waiting on somebody else, and they're waiting on you, and all that. It's a big daisy chain of butt fuckery.
Speaking of daisy chain of butt fuckery,
they
had a lot of sex in that room, huh?
This room?
Yeah.
I assume. And apparently they lived in this place for about 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you're just breathing that guy's cum.
Oh, man. Yeah, you should see it.
Does it smell like the wharf?
The Lieutenant Wharf?
The wharf.
The wharf. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to... I can out-sex those guys.
Oh, man.
Starting in several years.
You can do it, Brian.
I can?
Yeah, you're irresistible.
I got permission?
There isn't a man alive who wouldn't...
I know of a few.
Yeah?
Yes.
Just give it a shot. Just kill time. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Well, while you're hanging out waiting for a chick, just be gay.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Default.
Cockpunch Studios and what else, man? I'm still unpacking and setting up, kinda like really avoiding it, and any chance I get to leave the place and go like do anything, I'm doing that, and I'm not facing my setting up duties.
Yeah.
And I still don't have any food. I have like a couple bagels and some salmon cream cheese, and that's about all the food I have in this place. And packing even my food when I left, I just like was in such a rush, and I just didn't want to bother. And so I have no food.
Would you just leave it in the fridge, or you throw it away?
I left it in a bag. Kind of people could take it if they wanted to.
A trash bag.
Yeah, kind of like that. But I didn't dump garbage on it. It was just a bag full of food. Every time I move, yeah, my mom always gives me like a little care package of the dredges of her pantry.
She makes you a fridge. She makes you cupboard.
No, well, yeah, it's like all the stuff that she didn't want.
Cupboard
like,
to
well,
go.
It's nice. Like, obviously, free food's free food, right? Like,
sure.
You know, and but I always end up. She always ends up giving me like cans of chicken gravy.
Yeah.
And, like, cake mixes, and, like, I don't know, tins of sardines, and all this kind of stuff that I don't normally, like, it's food, and it's free, so you're like, well, maybe I'll eat this, but, like, I don't really want to make a cake out of a box, and what am I going to do with a can of, no, I'd rather make a cake. From scratch, dude, it's where it's at.
Yeah.
And a can of chicken gravy, I honestly don't know what to do with it. Like, But you know what, actually, what I was thinking was a can of chicken gravy, maybe on top of a can of potatoes.
Oh, absolutely.
That might be pretty good.
Yeah, you're probably going to want two cans of potatoes.
Well, yeah,
that's a lot of gravy.
Yeah, maybe a can of cheese curds.
You can't can cheese curds.
They should, and then you can have canned poutine. What do you think of that?
I like that. If they had canned poutine, you can send me some.
Okay. So that's kind of like talking about food, right?
Oh, it's almost... Yeah.
Do you think it's time for Foodin' It Up, the next generation?
The next generation?
Oh, I don't know.
The next iteration?
The next,
libation?
Sure. Mordenkainen's lucubration.
Mordent?
Yeah, I guess. Zesty Mordenkainen. So do you think we should do Foodin' It Up?
Oh, or... that's good enough.
All right, that's fucking... I don't care. We don't even have to do it at all. See if I care.
Speaking of Foodin' It Up...
oh, yeah?
Yeah, you Heather says to me today. Up? Here's what she says to me. She says, dear. And she holds her hands and looks longingly into my eyes. She says,
you got some canned potato in your beard.
Yeah, you got some chicken.
Yeah.
No, she said, I think we should make a plan for the 4th of July now, rather than waiting until the 4th of July at
Yeah,
sundown.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
And so I was like, yeah, let's go to the Taste. So we're going to go to the Taste.
Is that like a food festival?
The Taste of Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
It's awesome. Fucking walleye on a stick.
It's all, is it like, oh, what, walleye?
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
That's a fish.
That's oh, a fish yeah, yeah, happy. Yeah. You're right. Okay. It's probably some kind of like, borscht.
Borscht and fucking lutefisk? No.
Yeah. I was, won't have no, that. Yeah, that's what I was asking Phil what the signature dish from Minnesota type area
you
is.
You know what the signature dish in Minnesota is? I realized this after talking to you. It's fucking hat dish.
Hat what?
Hat dish.
What's that?
Hot dish.
What?
Hot dish.
Hot dish?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's basically fridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hot
dish. I thought you were saying hagfish for a minute there.
Oh, fuck.
With a side of... pinto beans or something.
No, hot dish is usually, it's like a can of creamy mushroom soup, and then the sky's the limit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in a casserole dish.
Mm.
It's called hot dish. That's what you bring, like, suppose you go to church, you know?
Okay, I can imagine
having,
that.
Like, a church,
a church off?
Church fooding, what's that called? Not
potluck?
Banquet. It's the opposite of banquet. Potluck, yeah.
The Last Supper?
Yeah. Yeah. According to Minnesota, the Last Supper had a lot of hot dish. But that's what you bring. So you don't...
It's not a very descriptive term for... But I guess if it could be anything, then...
Yeah.
How do you describe it? Yeah, other than really, say it's hot and in a dish.
Yeah, it totally could be anything. But it's almost always cream mushroom soup, peas, noodles, some kind of other vegetable.
So beef stroganoff kind of deal? Sometimes?
Kind of.
Yeah. Stroganoff.
I love that.
Yes.
Hey, did you know that, Salisbury steak?
Yeah.
That was just,
It's just a fucking hamburger. What the hell?
Yeah, but it was, during the war. One of the big ones. That's when they came up with Salisbury steak. Because they didn't
Vietnam War?
They didn't want to be name-checking hamburger.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's Freedom Fry style.
Yeah, totally.
Salisbury steak and freedom fries.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
I bet you guys still had sandwiches.
Yeah,
well, you guys probably you changed it to sandwich, probably.
Sammy's.
I would like to go on record as saying...
You already are on record, so this isn't news.
Oh, go shit. Ahead. All right. No. I've always had a problem with that. People... Sandwich. You know what a sandwich is. Everyone knows what that is.
Yeah, who says and sandwich?
Well, I fucking me.
You do not say sandwich.
Sandwich?
You
I
say
do
sandwich.
So. I do not. You go straight to hell, Fred Flintstone.
You can just fuck right off.
Flintstone. Yeah. No. Football. Play football.
Football.
Football. football? No, football. Football team. I just want to play football.
That's like the best Stallone I've ever heard. Counting Stallone.
Oh, football. Oh, Norm. Oh,
A-E-I-O-U.
Elf. No. A sandwich. Okay. And it's allegedly named after the Earl of Sandwich or some shit. I don't care.
The Duke of Earl of Sandwich.
Sure. The Royal Dutch of Dukes.
You ever watch that show, Dutch of Dukes?
The Dutch of Hazzards.
The King of Queens spinoff.
Yeah. So, sandwich, yeah. And yeah. I know how it's spelled, and then there's no M in it, but fucking, I don't know what it is, but people say sandwich, and it's retarded.
Can't believe you don't like that.
So, and then, sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, when people say sandwich,
yeah.
Like, I get that's a joke, and that's like a slang kind of like, you know, it's like jive talking or something.
Right.
I don't know. It's like, I get it, and that's not, I know that you're not really... You know,
you don't mean sandwich.
Yeah, you like you're saying that as a joke. Like that's not how you actually say it, right?
Well, it's better read than said.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, when the fucking whoever was saying about the whatnot and the Sammy's. Come on, if anything, it's got to be Sandy's, and you don't want to call it that, obviously.
No.
But lame, stupid.
We say Sammy's in this house, referring to chicken Sammy's.
Yeah, well, you know what? Even if you say that, fine, but we can't be friends anymore.
We haven't been friends for 30 shows.
True. As soon as we started this, we're like, well, we gotta be real professional about this.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. There's a lot of animosity in between us.
What?
Big parties.
Stubborn.
I have something else to say to you.
Stubborn.
Listen with your face.
Stubborn.
But Chris Savigny, you gotta tune out for a few minutes, dude.
Who, me?
It's not. No, Chris Savigny has to tune out.
Savigny?
Yeah.
Beans? Our man Beans?
Because he can't know this.
Okay.
Alright. So, I went to the library last week, and one of the books that I got was the, Star Wars Complete Locations book.
Oh, yeah.
It's maps of all the shit and all that. And I was sitting up one night because I was up. It might have been like the last time I recorded or whatever when I said, like, oh, I can't go to bed because da ba da, you know?
Mm,
I didn't
want
to go wake up either.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the couch and reading this book, and she gets up and I go on this fucking tirade. I'm like, whoever wrote this book is a fucking idiot. They say that fucking Tatooine is, you know, 40 light years away from Yavin 4.
Mm-hmm.
And like, doesn't the fucking Millennium Falcon go like light speed when it goes to light speed? Isn't that the speed of light? Like,
sure.
40 light years away, like.
So.
Or like fucking 400 light years away or some shit like that.
Yeah, so
like,
how many
all
years?
The planets were like so fucking far away from each other, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's it.
Yeah, but see, like, that's. Then
I thought we weren't going to talk about Star Wars.
No, we're not. But see, like, okay. That's the thing. She got real stern with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she put a hand on my knee and, like, hooked her thumb into that, you know, that one vein in the back there, the hamstring. You know?
What? Sure.
That's not a vein. It's a tendon, right?
Yeah, right. I get it.
She was tugging on it. You know, hurting real bad. She's like, Phil, it's just a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's 6 movies. And she's like, shut the fuck up. I just got up. I can't believe you're fucking bitching me about. She said it was the geekiest she'd ever seen me, and she had that look in her eye like that might have been it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but you know what? There's gonna be one day where she's gonna come and say to you like, I was reading Cosmo and they said this about fucking.
No, fucking. That I never hates Cosmo.
I know.
She only reads one magazine.
Family Circle?
Jugs.
Oh, shit. No. And it's yours, but...
Parenting.
Parenting.
Yeah. Parenting. That's a good one.
Paw renting. It's all about male prostitutes that are fathers.
there's a big stack of parenting. Maybe it's parents. I don't know. It's one of those.
Yeah?
It's parasomething.
It's
parroting. Parasailing. And
oh, yeah.
there's a big stack of them sitting on top of our...
Is parasailing?
Oh.
And also, is
something burning?
New Orleans is sinking and I don't want to swim?
Yeah, anyway. There's a big stack of them on top of our shitter, which is also our pisser, which is when I notice it, because when there's stuff on my shitter and I'm shitting, I don't see what it is. It's my back's to it. But there's this
song. Wait, what? Your back's to it?
Yeah. I know the way that the toilet was originally intended, you're supposed to straddle it facing, you know, what's traditionally known as the back, like the same way that, you know, when you're taking
a pee. It's not like a chair, dude.
No, I know. You're supposed to...
It's more like a stool. It's like a stool, and that's why we call that the stool.
And you're supposed to... The tank is designed in such a way that you can put your elbows on it.
That's right.
To really...
If you need to... Like, and if you need to do some writing or something.
Yeah.
Like, or like a crossword, let's say.
Or if you wanted to paint some miniatures.
Sure.
It's a nice work area.
Yeah. So... at any rate, so you didn't see the parenting magazine, so you don't know how to parent.
But when I was pissing, that's when I figured out how to parent. But there's this one article, because it says on the spines, you know, the magazine's on the spines.
But you read magazines while you take a leak?
Just the spines.
Uh-huh.
And, like, maybe there's some articles I'd like to peruse. But now that I got a DS...
Do you wash your magazines after you're done?
No, but I wipe with subscription cards.
Because they never run out.
Yeah.
It's like an extra roll, like...
You know, it's like they're all coarse and like
you can, rigid. And then after you can roll it into a point.
I just squeegee off.
Yeah. So.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But the article on the side said, understanding dad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And like every time I see it, I think it says understanding bad behavior. And then I see that it says understanding dad behavior. And then I feel bad. Like, are they saying dad's bad?
You feel dad about it.
Yeah, I feel totally dad.
Yeah. And then what you don't realize is that the article is like, your husband is going to fucking talk about Star Wars. You just have to accept it and listen to him.
Yeah. But yeah, that's got to suck, though. I mean, she was probably asleep for, what, 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, man.
Comes downstairs, and there I am fucking wide awake, just belligerent about fucking Yavin 4.
Yep.
I'm a lucky guy.
I mean, still
be gainfully married, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, that part I agree with. There's seven other things that about you that I don't think you're so lucky.
What?
What? I mean, you shit your pants.
Did that one time, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're fucking...
I never lived that down.
Way to go, pants shitter.
Mm-hmm.
Call you fucking pants pooper for short.
So, okay, suppose you shit... Okay, this is hypothetical. Brian, you shit your pants.
Did not. It was you.
No, the hypothetical part.
No, well, quit trying to tell people that I did, because it wasn't me.
No, it's hypothetical. They're not going to take out of context.
Okay.
Brian, you shit your pants.
Oh, God. Okay.
And it's a pretty big load.
Hypodermically.
Yeah, it is. It is seeped out of the sides of your gaunch. And it was all over the
chones.
Yeah, chones. It's all
over the... Is it chonies or chones?
It's chones.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did someone say it wrong? All right. Okay, fuck. I don't care. So, it's all coming out everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's inside your thighs, pretty much.
Sure.
So,
where do you start to wipe?
You got the underwear full of shit, pants full of shit.
Yeah.
And, so do you wash those separately, or do you go ahead and make it a full load?
Full load?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't quite know how to deal with, shitty stuff in the washing machine. Like,
yeah,
is that just gonna like all rinse around and get the whole pants shitty? And like every time you wash something, like how well does that water drain? And like,
I don't know.
How much is soap actually gonna do to it? You know what I mean?
I totally do know.
These are answers that I don't think that we'll ever know.
But what would you do? Well, I mean, obviously, okay, you nude up and you swap out the biggest log, right? You're not gonna like... Oh, there's a whole fucking steaming log in here. I'll just toss this in the washer.
Depending on the clothes that I'm wearing, I might just throw them away.
Really?
Not too attached to all my clothes. Probably first thing I'd do is, like, be real careful and, like, maybe put them in a garbage bag or something. Get to the shower, clean myself up, right? Maybe I would go into the backyard, take a hose to it first. maybe I would bury them. And plant some flowers on top.
Ooh.
Or maybe a head of lettuce.
Just plant some flowers in them.
Is lettuce really easy to grow?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's easy. I know tomatoes are hard to grow.
You know what's easy to grow? It's Creeping Charlie.
Well, I don't know what that is.
My whole backyard.
Need it?
I guess it's a weed.
Oh.
But it looks so nice. It looks like regular grass, but a little bit viney, and it has purple flowers. And everyone's like, oh, that's a weed, dude. That's a weed. You don't want that in your yard. And I'm like, it's got fucking flowers. Your grass don't have fucking flowers.
It looks pretty good. It might be it might kill off some other flowers.
It killed all my fucking grass, but like, well, that just means it's more fucking durable than grass.
Well,
obviously, grass is fucking weak.
Yeah, you have to take so much care of it to make it do anything. Yeah, what's the problem?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not poisonous to you, or if it is, or if it is poisonous to you in a certain way, that's good too.
It's like having a moat. Oh, I see what you're saying. If it's intoxicating,
perhaps, you know, if it was like that, you know, yeah, if it doesn't kill you, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Then what's the problem? I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's like people have got no problem killing weeds, right?
Yeah.
They're a living plant. They're not useful, but neither are flowers. I mean, certain flowers, I guess, are useful, like nasturtium, because you can eat them.
Certain weeds are beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if that weed wants to take over and make everything look pretty cool, like, I don't know, like, go ahead. That's less work for me.
Yeah, it's just weird that gardening took on the, like, well, let's, whatever the most fucking fragile plants are, those are the ones we're going to want to protect. The stuff that thrives really easy and is, like, low maintenance, well, that's obviously very bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if there was, like, a kind of weed that you could make that grew and, like, took over and it was, like, edible but tasty.
Yeah.
Like, it was like corn or something, like a cream corn plant.
That'd be cool.
And it had like little, you know, like little honeysuckle or something, and you like, you put big, but bigger ones, and you like open up the end and had cream corn inside. But that.
Man.
Or maybe you could have different ones, and one might have like tomato sauce in it.
That'd be great.
Maybe one could have like,
I'll plant some cans.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe you want to review one of those Kentucky Fried Chicken bowls?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Think you want to do that?
Yeah, I haven't had one yet.
A bad enough dude?
I'm a bad enough dude?
Are you?
I think so. I can take it.
All right. Because people have been talking about the bowls. I don't really know too much about them except that isn't it like all the KFC food shoved in one bowl?
I guess.
Made into like sort of a shepherd's pie type deal or something?
Like the Taco Bell Crunchwrap.
I don't know what that is. We don't really have Taco Bell.
It's fucking folded into a hexagon. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's called the Crunchwrap?
Yeah.
I think they call it something different here. I saw an ad for it.
There's no Taco Bell there.
No, there is.
Oh, there's just not one there.
Not like around me. Like, there are some in Canada. They're not that popular. They're not that
in different provinces?
Yeah, it's possible. But, yeah, what do they call it? They call it something else, I think. It's not called a Crunchwrap. I don't know.
The Hex Food?
Yeah, maybe. Scarlet Witch made it.
Octagonch?
Shit. Yeah, I don't know.
You have any breaking news?
Breaking news.
Any wind-breaking news?
Yeah, I was going to make a joke about that, but I decided not to.
I heard that. I heard you formed the W. And
yeah,
then, like,
you saw it coming.
Dude, we spent a lot of time together. Our cycles are aligning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about some stuff before we started recording, but I don't remember what it is now.
I was like, no, dude, save that. Save that shit for when we'll talk about it.
And I knew one of the things was Norm, but what else?
Yeah. Was it Daisy Cutter?
No? Would you want to talk about Daisy Cutter?
Daisy Cutter's fucking great. Go get it at the library.
Is that your comic review of the day?
Yeah. Is there a new segment?
Sure. Yeah, dude. Are you gonna do the song?
Yeah. I read a comic from the library.
I read a comic from the library.
And I think you'll find
I
it.
I think you'll find it.
The same way I did.
I was trying to get ahead of you there, but I didn't know what you were gonna say.
Yeah, so I got Bob Fingerman's Beg the Question, and I got Daisy Cutter, The Last Train.
Who does that?
Kazoo?
I know who does it, I just want to hear you say it.
Kabuishi. It's not in front of me, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. That's
Kazoo? Banjo Kazooie.
Kazoo?
Yeah. What's his name? How do you say it? What do you got?
Kazoo?
Yeah. Kazu.
Kazu? Kabuishi? Is that how you...
Kabuishi,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's no, like...
Fuck, I'm great.
You like it?
Not a drop of ink was used in that book. He details his process. And it's fucking weird. I just remember what we were going to talk about this show, but I guess we'll have to wait till next show.
All right.
But here's his process right quick. This is fucking weird. Okay, he draws thumbnails, right, in pencil. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he does roughs in pencil.
Okay.
Okay. Then he either scans those roughs and prints them out in blue or light tables, right, to do the pencils. And, like, the roughs look like finished comic art.
Yeah.
But then he does one more, he pencils it one more time just for shits. And then scans it and colors it on the computer. So, like, there's never any ink.
No ink, huh? Just pencil.
But I mean, three times.
I know you can do that, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess that's cool. I haven't read it yet. I definitely do want to check it out, though. I think that guy's cool. I finally read first Scott Pilgrim book. Weatherwise lent me the first one, and then I went out and bought it for myself. And I bought the new one, which is number 3, but I couldn't find number 2 anywhere. I even went to a comic convention today, and couldn't find it. So I can't read number 3 till I get number 2. So, shit, I don't know. But it's pretty cool. It's a little all over the place. It's a little, like, weird, and a little... a lot of things that I kind of not too sure about, but it's enjoyable. It's fun. It's good. It's, I like it.
You should just go ahead and read number 3.
Maybe I will. Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Also bought the first 2 trade paperbacks of the ass tarnishing X-Men. It's for tarnishing your ass. That's the Joss Whedon follow-up to the Grant Morrison run there. And
he's the guy
stuff.
Who did Stingray and that P.T. Barnum show, right?
Sure.
No, what are the shows that he was the boss of?
Joss Whedon?
Yeah.
Fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right. What was that one?
Angel Firefly?
Firefly. Yeah.
Firefox.
I've never seen none of any of them.
Opera. It's good.
I want the guy who wrote Sabrina the Teenage Witch to write a comic. But not...
Would it have Penn Jillette guest starring in it?
Yeah.
And Soleil Moon Frye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking guy from Roseanne. The hell is this? Martin Mull?
Yeah. Poor Martin.
Who? What? I remember him being on Roseanne, but I cannot for the life of me figure out who he was on that show.
He was the antagonist.
yeah, but what he was?
Didn't he own the diner?
Is that what it was?
That Roseanne worked at?
Okay. Like that. Maybe. I don't know. I guess.
He was the Mr. Dandy.
All right. Roseanne.
See, the thing is about Max Wright is when Alf was on, I thought he was like fucking way too old to be the dad in that family. Like, way older than the mom. And, you know, even older than the kids, which is
weird.
Man,
do you know what's... Okay, yeah, okay, continue.
Well, but, he looked like an ancient fucking mummy. Alf was on 3,000 years ago. And then, like, the Norm show was done in 99?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, that is kind of weird, huh? And then I was just going to say, what's really cool is if you watch old Alf episodes, sometimes maybe a TV channel is replaying them, and it's, you know, it's not good. But when Alf was obviously a puppet most of the time. But
heavy
when they
and hairy.
Yeah, when they have the long shots, it's like a midget in a suit.
Yeah,
around because he's supposed to be sort of small, and I'm pretty sure the midget who plays Alf is a total prevert. Because there's certain times when he's really like, I don't know, like I just get this uncomfortable vibe from the teenage daughter, that like he's often like, you know, trying to get on her lap or whatever, or like he's trying to maybe get a little too close and she doesn't seem too comfortable with it. And it's really weird when you start watching it like that.
You've ruined Alf for me now.
Yeah, and there's times when he's like hugging her leg and stuff, and she just looks all creeped out by it.
And gyrating.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's gyrus. So cool. Yeah, giant gyrus. Wasn't that Josh Homme's old band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Homme.
Hey, did you know that they had a baby? I was all excited. Okay, 2 years ago, when I was working with Scott Williams, I was all excited.
Yeah?
That Josh Homme and Brody Dahl, both of them have silent E's.
I don't know who the second one is.
She's the singer of the Distillers. She's from Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She sings like if you were grating cheese, but the cheese was made out of tinfoil.
Yeah.
And you had it mic'd real close.
Yeah. Did I have to put little pieces of Courtney Love inside my ear first too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the whole comparisons with that. I don't buy into that
whole.
Yeah,
I do just because she sings in a similar way, I think.
But less good.
Yeah, all right, fine. So they had a baby?
Yeah, she used to be married to the Rancid guy, Tim Armstrong.
Right.
And then, but then she met the Josh Homme.
And who wouldn't ditch whoever for him?
No shit.
What a fucking dreamboat.
He is a fucking hunk of pipe, let me tell you.
That's right.
They got together there and they started making a baby, and then they finished having a baby in fucking January. And I didn't think to like follow up on that because like Scott moved away, and I'm like, well.
And now the baby has a band.
They named it Camille.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, unless it's just Camille and it has a silent E.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The reason I said Homme, and maybe Homme, is because there used to be a children's television show here in Canada called The Friendly Giant.
Yeah.
Not the big Friendly Giant. That fucking shit's bullshit, dude. Friendly Giant, anyone in
is
Canada...
Is it like the real Ghostbuster?
Yeah, it's like that. This is the real Friendly Giant. Everyone knows Friendly Giant. Canada, it's awesome.
Not Filmation's Friendly Giant? It actually was.
yeah. But Friendly Giant and fucking his real name was Bob Homme. And it was Homme, which you would think would be Om or Homme. But yeah. I'm pretty sure he pronounced it Homme. So, anyway, Friendly Giant was pretty cool. There was Rusty the Rooster and Jerome the Giraffe and those little raccoon dudes and whatever. And
Rudy and Rutherford the Raccoon?
Sure, probably. Zero Sneer. Yeah, so anyhow.
Serial Sneer?
Yeah, never mind. It's Raccoons, a Canadian cartoon about some raccoons. The bad guy was called Cyril Sneer. He was like this pink. I'll show you a picture of it. It's weird. I don't really know what he was supposed to be. He was like this pink, naked, evil dude who had like a bent nose and a bow tie, I think. And I don't know. That shit was fucked. yeah. No. What? We were saying something before? Beef dip?
Yeah. Would you drink it if it was thin enough?
All the time, man. If you have leftover, you have the leftover au jus. Yeah. You drink it.
Oh, I thought you meant like bean dip. Like beef dip. Like just fucking pureed beef to dip chips in.
Oh, man. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Just like ground beef, but made into like a pate or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nacho pate.
Oh.
So, fooding it up?
Nope. It's time to go.
Oh, all right.
But tune in next time.
What's going to happen next time?
We'll discuss our tools. I mean, our gear.
Oh, what?
I just hit my head.
All right. On an empty pop canister.
Yeah.
What are you drinking there?
Oh fuck! Well, I finished my whiskey, and so I'm drinking some Diet Coke from yesterday. Day before.
Do you ever mix it?
No, I don't really like that.
No.
No, it's not so hot. Whiskey and Coke, good. Whiskey and ice, good. Whiskey and Diet Coke, not so good.
I guess. So, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
That, we had, like, kind of a cliffhanger before.
Oh, that's true. We should follow up on that.
We should follow that up.
For all the nude listeners.
Yeah. So, special edition, Fooding It Up, The Next Generation. Tyler Longmire from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
Hello, hello.
Longmire from Vancouver, from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
I'm definitely not from Vancouver.
Sorry. He's actually not even from Victoria. That's where he is.
Yeah, I'm just kind of staying here.
Yeah.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, USA.
No, Victoria, British Columbia, Vancouver.
Yeah, sorry. He's on Vancouver Island.
USA.
Everyone confused now?
USA.
But from Calgary.
From old Cowtown.
Yep. So, special edition Fooding It Up. What you got?
Well, this week I've got the Kit Kat Chunky Cinnamon. Or
finally.
Kit Kat.
Finally.
Big Cat.
Big
Cinnamon.
Cat. Yeah.
I considered doing a live review, but I got hungry the other day.
You already ate it.
Ate it.
Oh, you fucking ass. Do you still have the wrapper?
Kicking around my room somewhere.
Was there anything notable about the wrapper?
It just...
What color was it?
Was it gold? Red.
Oh, just
shiny.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess cinnamon's red. Cinnamon's not red at
well,
all.
Well, actually, it didn't really... It was weird because it didn't say Kit Kat Chunky Cinnamon. It just said Kit Kat Cinnamon. But it clearly wasn't a Kit Kat.
Right. Now, can either of you guys ever remember a time that chocolate and cinnamon came together and made something worthwhile?
No,
I can't either. Can you think of anything that cinnamon ever goes with? Well, I mean, like raisin, I guess, in a cookie, but...
Yeah.
Apples, maybe?
Oh, yeah, sure. Apple cinnamon chocolate bar? No, bad.
Cider.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty limited, though, right? Pretty limited in scope.
Yeah, but when it's chocolate and cinnamon and wafer cookie.
It's like the grain-based desserts is really weird.
I guess so, yeah. So, you ate the thing. Did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible enough to not eat it. I mean, I was kind of hungry.
It wasn't that good?
Well, the thing was, it was all cinnamon. You know, it was like, I can't really taste the chocolate. It was like gooey cinnamon
it was gooey? Did it have like a caramel kind of like deal?
No, but it was like chocolatey gooey. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So was it like spicy? Like cinnamon hearts, you know, candy? How those
I wouldn't say it was spicy, but it didn't taste like chocolate, and it just kind of tasted like, oh, hey, who ruined my chocolate bar?
Yeah, so it didn't have
It was the Nestle Corporation.
Yeah, it didn't have any bite to it.
No.
But you bit it.
Yeah, I ate it.
Would you recommend it to somebody else who likes chocolate?
I'd say it was C+.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, try it if you really, really want to save it.
I mean, I'd say that chocolate bar sat at the back of the class. He didn't study very well. He's going to get the degree, but not with honors.
That's unfortunate. And that also falls in line with my theory that anytime they try to make a new version or a different offshoot of a product, there's no possible way it can be better than the original. How do you improve on a Kit Kat? They made a Kit Kat dark. It's pretty good, but it's not as good as regular Kit Kat.
Well, see, when like the Kit Kat Chunkies came out, I was like, oh, hey, that's gross. And then I had them, and they were delicious, and I'd eat them all the time. And then they had like Kit Kat Orange and like Kit Kat Banana.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. Why
do
they
totally
need fruit
flavor? It's like,
we never got those.
No?
No. We've had white chocolate, dark chocolate.
Do you think that they should make a Kit Kat Chunky that's actually like a giant-sized one, so you have like four sticks of the giant one all together?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't come up with that
yet. They should make
that.
And then you can pretend that you're a midget. A midget.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's that?
Nothing.
Hey.
I had a bag of M&M's. At work, I think there were the white chocolate M&M's for like
white chocolate M&M's. We don't have that.
What? I haven't seen those.
That sounds terrible.
I think they're for Pirates of the Caribbean or something like that. And it, the bag was like over a pound. It was like a pound and a quarter. Right?
We don't even. You can't even get that here. It's against the law to sell that.
Well, you know what it says?
It'd be like $4 here instead of a pound.
Yeah.
It says medium. Right on
the bag. Bag. The large one is like a sleeping bag that you get inside.
A swimming pool filled with M&M's.
Yeah. It's like the ball pit at the, you know, in your pants.
The Sarlacc ball pit.
Shut up. You shut up.
Yeah. They had those crispy M&M's like a few years ago.
Yeah, you can still get those. You can still get them.
I'd like buy like the big bags of them, and then I'd eat them all, and then like my mouth would be like numb afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a problem with the M&M's. You can't eat too many of them at one time. I mean, you can, but it's not a good idea. Crispy. It's pretty low on depth chart for me. I like the nut ones, peanut, almond. I like the crunch. I like the extra crunch.
I like the chocolate ones, to be honest. I'm not
just
the plain peanut. And
I was I always kind of wondered, what if they made chocolate ones that were as big as the peanut one? with just salt chocolate.
Yeah, I always feel chipped when I get
the
chocolate ones.
Because you get the occasional peanut one that you get that doesn't actually have a peanut in it. Usually you can tell because they're usually perfectly spherical, and sometimes there's no peanut. And those are really good. It's a good treat. So they should make... But I guess they have the giant ones now, huh?
What? giant M&M's?
Yeah, jumbo, they got jumbo giant ones. Like, they're extra big.
And they also have mini M&M's.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
Those are
not so good. I don't like those.
Too much candy coating? I thought you liked the crunch.
Yeah, but I also like chocolate, so...
Are mini M&M's for midgets?
No, they're for cookies.
What would happen if they discontinued regular M&M's?
I probably wouldn't care.
Who would be the winner? Peanut?
A peanut for me.
You know what I've always dreamt of, and I still do. I'm holding out for the shit.
Eef?
Oh, so good.
The what? Man. Banana?
Cashew.
Oh, cashew. M&M's. Oh, yeah, that would be nice. I would like that.
The whole fucking cashew inside. Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But they wouldn't really be spherical.
No, they'd be shaped like cashews.
Be, yeah, sure.
That would be the
That's
fucking
fine.
Cool part. What's your favorite runt?
Green apple.
What?
Not banana.
Banana's the best.
No, it's not.
Cotton candy.
Artificial banana is like, I find it to be pretty gross. I could really.
I think artificial banana flavor is only good in like cough syrup.
Whoa, what? What kind of cough syrup?
Haven't you ever had like fake banana cough syrup?
No, they didn't have that when I was a lad.
Oh.
All they
had
was...
I had like laryngitis one time. The doctor was like, oh, eat some of this. I'm like, hey, it tastes like banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, but to me, more heinous than that is artificial watermelon. I just can't do artificial watermelon.
I can't stand artificial grape. That's the one thing that drives me up the wall.
I can stand it. I don't appreciate it, but I'll eat it. It's fine. But, yeah, no watermelon. I don't know. I love watermelon, the actual real fruit, but artificial watermelon is so gross to me.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, you guys ever try the watermelon frankberry?
Hey, Ryan Beckman's on with the... We should have him on some of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's even more infantile than Tyler.
Isn't he older than me?
He might be. I'm not sure. Yeah. No, we just like him because he's got a real, real distinct voice.
Yeah.
You can distinct.
It's distinct. What? Distinct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One
yeah. Yeah. Are we at a time where we have to go?
Well, I stopped recording.
Oh, you did?
Oh, man.
That's
no, yeah, we are. We're totally out of time. The sponsors, then we get the next. We gotta give up the studio space. Is what it is.
Who's coming in? Who's coming in next?
Mimes. Some mimes.
It's mimes.
Mimes versus.
Mimes.
Yeah.
Imes
versus
Dog
Imes.
Food.
Cat food. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some little liver snaps inside.
So next time, Brian and I will be discussing our what gear.
Various gears.
Yeah.
You guys have gears?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's gonna be exciting.
We're mechanical dudes. He's the battle android trooper. Cobra battle android trooper.
Yeah.
And I am the fucking Roboto from He-Man.
You wish you were Bumblebee, Brian. We all know it's what
Oh, man. I like Bumblebee.
We know.
He's a bit of a pussy.
But he's got a heart of gold.
He's got a heart of gold bug.
Dude, I know why you want to be fucking Bumblebee.
Why?
You can drive around with some dude inside you all the time. Shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking got you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well, Tyler, thanks for eating candy.
Oh, no problem.
Be sure to do it again.
Yep.
The next new candy or soda beverage that you encounter.
Oh, yeah. Or anything that's interesting.
And phone us up.
Oh, you know what's good? Check it out. Tyler lives in Victoria, which is a very British city.
Yeah, they're trying to be British, but it doesn't work at all considering how many, yeah, doesn't work.
Yeah, but there's that British food store.
Oh, yeah.
And you have all sorts of British candy in there and all sorts of baked bean tins and...
Oh, speaking of weird candy, I tried this other thing that's just down the street from
my work. We're out of time. Okay, no.
Oh, God,
quickly,
man.
Quickly.
Oh, okay, no. Well, they're called Mini Melts, and it claims to be the coldest ice cream on Earth. but it comes out like dog kibble.
What? It's ice cream?
It's ice cream, but it's like little hard pebbles.
Weird. They're called Dippin' Dots here.
What?
Yep. It's these little ice cream balls. And then they're
that's
all
weird.
Separate, but like they're all different colors. So like if you get a flavor that's two flavors, you'll have two colors of ice cream, and they'll all just be these little BBs.
Yeah, and it's weird. I mean, it's cold, but it has a really unpleasant like texture to it, and then you like kind of
is it like astronaut
crunch
ice cream?
No, it's like putting a lot of balls in your mouth.
Oh, okay. yeah, so maybe you could review some British candy for us or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. And maybe we'll have Johnny Cashpoint on. He'll be like,
no, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
Or he'd be like, we don't have that here.
That's right.
Hey, we haven't had that here. Yanks? What would he call you?
Us?
Yeah.
Canucks. I don't know.
Kanks.
Kanks.
Fellow,
plus,
what do you call
cunts
them?
Or something? I don't know.
What's the word?
Flint Martin.
No, what's the, not that one. The, what are you guys, the township? What's it called? The collective deal? Australia and England and you guys? And the
Commonwealth.
Commonwealth, yeah.
Commonwealthies?
Welfares.
Commoners?
Commonwealth.
Chum.
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 Bye.
Bye. Do you want to do it? You want to do it this time? For real?
Go ahead, Tyler.
You want to do it?
Take okay. It bye, penis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's another fucking hour show.
Oh, man. For real?
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's fucking 56 minutes.
The hell, dude? I guess it's because we've been away for a while.
Right. It's always fucking something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Shit. All right.
Yeah, what happened to your guys' like half-hour shows?
I don't know.
People said they didn't like them.
Yeah, that's right.
Brian can't do it.
Can't talk for only half an hour. Well, I can, but then...
Yeah.
But then what happens for the rest of it?
Careful.
Harder.
Alright, you fucking bong loaders, I'm going to bed.
Take me out to the bowling game. Take me out where they have the signs that light up and show you what pins fell down. Take me out to where they got the crazy straws and they got the box of nachos. Take me out where there's a guy in his underwear and he's bowling. Take me out to the food and it up. Take me out to the Spy versus Pie Popcat. Take me out to the thing. Take me out to the thing. Take me out to the thing. Buy me something in a different key. I don't care if it sounds out of tune, cause it's shit. I'm fucking up this shit a hole. If the home team don't win, it sucks shit.